Koshu Refined. This is the story of Grace Wine in Yamanashi, Japan, written by Lisa Parati Brown for The Wine Palette. My first visit to Grace Winery in Yamanashi, Japan, was in 2003. I was living in Japan at the time, having just passed both the theory and practical parts of the Master of Wine exam, and was deep into writing my dissertation on export opportunities for Japanese Koshu wines, as it happened. Grace was already at the forefront of high-quality Koshu production back then. Shigekazu Misawa had recently begun working with Professor Denis Dubourdieu to discover better ways of making Koshu-based wines, and his daughter Ayana was just beginning her enology studies at Bordeaux University. The ambition in the air was palpable. If I am honest, the Koshu wines from the early 2000s were rather characterless, lacking concentration and persistence, and most needed to be consumed within a couple of years. My conclusion at the time was that export opportunities were limited. My most recent visit, more than 20 years later, tells a very different story. In 1923, the same year as the catastrophic Great Kanto earthquake that devastated Tokyo and Yokohama, a man named Chotaro Misawa laid the foundations of what would become Japan's most celebrated winery. He established his operation in Katsunuma, a small farming town tucked into Yamanashi Prefecture, northwest of Mount Fuji, under the name Chuo Budoshu, Central Grape Wine in Japanese. In doing so, Misawa planted roots in what is now recognized as the birthplace of the Japanese wine industry. Grace Winery was founded in 1923, after the Great Earthquake, by my great-great-grandfather, Ayana Misawa told me on my recent visit. So, I am the fifth-generation winemaker. Koshu is very important to our family and to the region. My passion is to make age-worthy Koshu. Katsunuma sits at the heart of a valley ringed by three of Japan's highest mountains: Mount Fuji, Mount Kitadaki, and Mount Enodake, a geography that would prove as consequential as it was picturesque. The surrounding peaks shield the vineyards from rain clouds and moderate the region's climate, creating conditions that, over the following century, would allow the Misawa family to coax extraordinary wines from Japan's native soil. The winery's identity evolved through the generations. By the 1950s, Chotaro's grandson, Kazuo Misawa, had taken over the family business, and in 1959, he gave it its enduring name, Grace. The new brand carried ambitions that reached well beyond Japan. By 1961, in a remarkable early signal of the winery's quality, Grace had become a supplier to the French Navy, a testament to its wine standing, even in an era when Japanese viticulture was little known abroad. The third generation's stewardship gave way to the fourth when Shigekazu Misawa, Chotaro's great-grandson, became president in 1989. Under his leadership, Grace embarked on its most transformative period yet. In 1983, the winery had already made history by producing the first wine in Japan to carry a geographical indication, the Katsunuma Jiwai, a designation that signaled a new seriousness about regional identity and wine standards. Shigekazu's collaboration with Professor Dubourdieu helped Grace begin crafting wines without the sugar supplementation, chaptalization, and acid additions that had long been considered unavoidable with the Koshu variety. To understand Grace wine, one must first understand Koshu, the ancient, pink-skinned grape variety that sits at the heart of everything the winery does. It has been cultivated in Japan for over 1,000 years, believed to have arrived from the Caucasus region via China, carried along the Silk Road with the spread of Buddhism. For centuries, it was prized for its natural sweetness, even offered as a gift to the shogun. But its potential as a wine grape went largely untapped until around 1870. When Japan's first winemakers began experimenting with fermentation. The grape's thick skin and natural resistance to humidity make it well suited to Japan's wet summers, but these same qualities, its natural vigor, its tendency toward mild flavors, made it a formidable challenge for serious winemaking. Unlocking Koshu's potential required a fundamental rethinking of how it was grown, and then how it was made. Back in 2003, that challenge had not yet been fully met. What I found on my return visit was something altogether different. Age-worthy Koshus with identity and finesse, driven by quiet yet distinct intensity. What's more, these Koshus age beautifully. A fact Ayana demonstrated with characteristic thoroughness by presenting vintages going back to 2013. The pivot that made so much of this possible happened in 1990, when Shigekazu made a decision that would eventually change the course of Japanese viticulture. Abandoning the traditional Japanese trellis system, known as Tanezukuri, a high pergola-style training that prioritized yield, Grace became the first winery in Japan to research and implement vertical shoot positioning, VSP, the method standard in fine wine regions from Bordeaux to Burgundy. Ayana explained the reasoning with clarity. We planted Misawa Vineyard with VSP rather than on a traditional pergola to get higher sugar levels and more intensity. Because the pergola method creates canopy shading, we knew we needed more sunlight on the canopy and bunches. We can now achieve over 20 bricks. The change was not cosmetic. VSP fundamentally alters how sunlight reaches grape leaves and clusters, improving sugar accumulation, reducing disease pressure, and concentrating flavors. Full-scale implementation at the Misawa Vineyard followed in 2005. The vineyards. Grace Wine today farms multiple vineyard sites across Yamanashi, each expressing a distinct facet of this mountainous landscape. The Hishiyama Vineyard, situated at 500 to 550 meters in the village of Katsunuma, is the more traditional site, clay and granite soils on the valley floor, producing wines that are crisp, pure, and precise. The crown jewel is the Misawa Vineyard in Akino. Misawa Vineyard is located in the Akino area of Yamanashi at an altitude of 700 meters, planted on volcanic soil, Ayana told me. This vineyard is 12 hectares, planted from 2002 to 2009. We have another 10 hectares in Katsunuma. Here, we get the longest sunshine hours in Japan. A mountain range creates a rain block from the west. The altitude creates dramatic diurnal temperature swings. Warm days for ripening, cool nights for preserving acidity and aromatics. The volcanic soils yield Koshu grapes with small berries, higher sugar levels, and crucially, elevated malic acid content. The wine cellar here, opened in 2015, can mature 95 barrels and 60,000 bottles simultaneously. A third key site on the foothills of Mount Kayagatake in Hokuto contributes further to Grace's range of single vineyard expressions. Ayana Misawa. No account of Grace Wine is complete without its most compelling figure. Ayana Misawa, fifth-generation winemaker and the first woman to inherit the family estate in its century-long history. When I first visited in 2003, she was a student. When I returned, she had become one of the most rigorous and innovative winemakers in Asia. Ayana studied enology at the University of Bordeaux and completed postgraduate work at Stellenbosch University in South Africa. From there, she broadened her experience at wineries across the globe, Cape Point Vineyards in South Africa, Catena Zapata in Mendoza, Errázuriz in Chile, and Mountford Estate in New Zealand, as well as stints in Margaret River and Burgundy. She returned to Katsunuma in 2008, carrying with her a world-class education and a perspective few Japanese winemakers could match. Her personal taste, it turns out, ranges widely. I also love Chenin Blanc, Albariño, Grüner Veltliner, and Hunter Valley Semillon, she told me with a grin, and you can hear the curiosity of a genuine wine lover in how she approaches Koshu. Not as a regional obligation, but as an endlessly fascinating challenge. Our work is Japanese-style craftsmanship, said Shigekazu, standing nearby and listening to his daughter speak. It was a quietly proud observation, and an accurate one. Perhaps the most significant innovation Ayana has introduced since taking the helm is one that, by her own account, her father told her was impossible. When Grace Winery started getting awards and recognition in 2016, I realized I could do better and wanted to do more, she explained. I really wanted to focus on the vineyards. Our Misawa vineyard was giving more malic acid. We don't normally conduct malolactic on our kosher, but I thought maybe we could do malolactic conversion on the wine from this vineyard. The logic of the idea ran counter to received wisdom. For a long time, we thought Koshu could not do malolactic because of low malic acid content and low pH. My father told me it would be impossible, but I persisted. She used indigenous yeast and isolated her own malolactic bacteria. In 2017, she started making the Misawa vineyard wine with malolactic conversion, starting with just one barrel at a time. The scientific rigor behind this experiment is characteristic of Ayana. She subsequently wrote a paper on the process after identifying 60 different viable strains of malolactic bacteria. The result is the current Misawa Vineyard Koshu, a wine with a different structural architecture than anything the variety had produced before, and a convincing answer to anyone who believed Koshu's ceiling had already been reached. The accolades Grace has accumulated chart the trajectory of Japanese wine's global emergence. In 2010, the Koshu grape was officially recognized by the OIV and classified among Vitis vinifera, an essential step toward broader global acceptance. Looking back at my 2003 dissertation and its cautious conclusions about Koshu's export potential, the progress is almost vertiginous. The Misawa family has never confined its ambitions to its own estate. Shigekazu founded Koshu of Japan, KOJ, a cooperative body of 15 Yamanashi wineries established to promote the Koshu variety in export markets, a recognition that Japan's wine renaissance would succeed collectively or not at all. He also formed the Katsunuma Wineries Club, bringing together 12 young local winemakers to share knowledge and raise regional standards. For these contributions to Japanese viticulture, Shigekazu was awarded the prestigious Order of the Rising Sun, Gold, and Silver Rays. Father and daughter later co-authored Miracle in Japanese Wine, How the Yamanashi Grape Koshu Reaches the Summit of the World, a book that charts the improbable journey of a humble indigenous grape to global recognition. Having watched that journey from its early chapters, I can say without hesitation, the title is not hyperbole. Koshu produces wines that are unmistakably Japanese in character, delicate, transparent, and built on precision rather than power. In its lighter expressions, the grape yields straw-colored wines with aromas of citrus blossom, white peach, and gentle herbs. Clean, refreshing, and food-friendly in a way that pairs naturally with Japanese cuisine. In Grace's most ambitious bottlings, particularly the Cuvée Misawa Akano Koshu, the picture deepens considerably. With age, these wines develop acacia honey, chamomile, stone fruit, and a mineral tension that reflects the volcanic soils of the high-altitude Misawa vineyard. Everyone is curious about how Koshu ages, so I thought I would demonstrate that, Ayana said as she lined up bottles stretching back to 1954. Tasted across that span, the wines are revelatory, proof that the variety, properly grown and made, is capable of genuine longevity. Grace also produces red wines from international varieties grown at altitude. A Bordeaux-style blend from the Misawa vineyard, Cabernet Sauvignon with Cabernet Franc and Petit Verdot, reflects Ayana's Bordeaux formation while honoring the specific terroir of the estate. Ayana is candid about her enthusiasm for the site's potential for reds. At 700 meters, with the longest growing season sunshine hours in Japan, the conditions are genuinely compelling. More than a century after Chotaro Misawa founded his small grape wine operation amid the chaos of a devastating earthquake, Grace Wine stands as one of Asia's most important wine estates. It has shepherded a 1,000-year-old grape variety from relative obscurity to international gold medals. It has pioneered modern viticultural and winemaking science in a country where tradition runs deep. And it has produced in Ayana Misawa a winemaker of world-class stature, one who combines the rigor of a scientist with the instincts of a true vigneron. In 2003, I wrote that Koshu's export prospects were limited. I was wrong, and I have never been more pleased to revise a conclusion.